For the past several years, I've been telling people who have asked about using warming drawers on Shabbos that it's absolutely permissible. All they need to do is a few steps, which we'll discuss later. And then just a couple of weeks ago, Rav Schechter was by my house for Shabbos, so I wanted to make sure that everything we do in our house is up to his approval, at least when he ate there. So I asked his son in advance if he allows people to use warming drawers, and he said, no, I know he's got some sort of problem with it. I discussed it with him over lunch, so I figured it would be a good topic for a 10-minute halacha shiur. Basically, the warming drawer can be used for either shihiyah or hachzara. Shihiyah would mean leaving food in there cooking from before Shabbos, or hachzara, which would mean taking cooked food and putting it in there on Shabbos. Now, shihiyah, it's much less practical to use it for shihiyah in a problematic way. It almost never is a problem to use it for shihiyah, because we're always dealing with fully cooked foods, which is never shihiyah problem at all. So we're going to focus our discussion on hachzara, which means taking cold food, let's say, or what we would call nesina lechatchila, taking cold, fully cooked, solid food out of the fridge on Shabbos morning and putting it in the warming drawer to warm up for the Shabbos day meal. Is that permissible or is it not? So in order to understand whether it's permissible or not, a little bit of background. The Rabbanan made a takana that a person is not allowed to take fully cooked, solid food and put it directly on a fire or directly on any source of heat that would normally be used for cooking. And the Shulchan Aruch HaRav in Reish Nun Gimel Yodalid formulates it that way in the name of the Ran, but there are two reasons given. Either because it's mechzi kemevashel or nira kemevashel, looks like it's cooking, since you're putting it directly, you're putting food in an oven, it looks like you're cooking. That's what cooking looks like. Or because shema yichata b'gachalim, we're afraid that the temperature is not going to be to your liking, so you're going to adjust the temperature, and that's obviously a problem of either mechaba or mavir, depending which way you adjust the temperature. Mechata b'gachalim is usually mavir, that you're going to make the fire higher. So that's those are the two concerns. So in order to get around that this iser, in order to be able to warm up food on Shabbos, you either need to get around these two specific concerns, or you need to do it in a way that's so unusual that you're vaday going to remember it's not an issue at all. So on the unusual side, the Shulchan Aruch and Reish Nun Gimel Sif Hei Paskins, they warm up food by putting it on top of a pot that's already on the flame. Kedera al gabe kedera, for instance. That's a very unusual way to warm up food. It doesn't look like cooking. You'll remember not to do anything. It's so unusual. Or to put it eitzel hamadura, Shulchan Aruch and Shin Yud Ches Sif Tezvav, and the Mishmur over there, you put it near a fire, on the countertop, next to the stove. That's also a very unusual way to warm up food. That's going to be fine. Or to put it in a kli rishon or something like that. The other mode you could take is to try to get around these issues of nirakim mevashel and shami chata b'kachalim. So Rav Moshe, in Nugus Moshe, Arachayim Chedek Dalid, Simenayin Dalid, Melechas Bishel, Os Lamed Hei, was asked about hot plates. Can you use hot plates to warm up food on Shabbos? And he writes that as long as you can't adjust the temperature, and it's not shaykh to cook on it, it's okay. Why? If it's not shaykh to cook on it, so then it's not mechzik mevashel. It doesn't look like you're cooking. And if you can't adjust the temperature, so then it doesn't have an adjustment, it doesn't have a switch. So then it's not a problem of shami yichata b'gachalim, because there's nothing to change. There's no way that you could possibly adjust the temperature. It's unclear, though, what Rav Moshe means when he says it's not shaykh to cook on it. Because if he's talking about something that's less than yatzo ledesbo, then I don't care if it has a switch or doesn't have a switch. If it's less than yatzo ledesbo, there was never a gzeres chazal not to put something, food, on a heat that's less than yatzo ledesbo. If it's more than yatzo ledesbo that he's talking about, so what does he mean that? It's not shaykh to cook on it. So Rabbi Willig told me that he once asked Rabbi Eider this question, because the tshuva was written to Rabbi Eider, and Rabbi Eider thought that Rav Moshe meant that it was something that's more than yatzo ledesbo, just very unusual to cook with, like a hot plate. The Israeli hot plates get very, very hot, but very unusual to cook with them. He said that I think I asked Rav David Feinstein or Reuven Feinstein, I forget which one, and they said they thought their father meant that it's less than yatzo ledesbo. They thought different. Rabbi Willig Paskins lahalacha that even if it's more than yatzo ledesbo, if it's not something that is shaykh to cook on, it's not something that people normally cook on, you don't have a problem with mechzi kemevashel. That's the background. Next is, I want to just go through the five most popular concerns you hear about warming drawers, and then go through four or five shittos about whether you can use them. So let's try to do this quickly. So the five most common concerns, mechzi kemevashel, that it looks like you're cooking. So according to Rav David and Rav Reuven Feinstein's understanding of the father, so then, yeah, as long as it's yatzo ledesbo, so it is mechzi kemevashel. Looks like you're cooking. A problem is a problem, mechzi kemevashel. And we need to be garif v'katim. You would need to cover, to put a blech on it. We'll discuss how you do that soon. According to Rabbi Eider, Rabbi Willig, and many others, it's never used for cooking, so it's not a mechzika mevashel at all. That's the first concern. Second concern, shemi yichata b'kachalim. You might come to adjust the knob, which is also the reason, adjust the flame, which is also the reason that shehiya is aser, and that's why we do garav fakatim. We put a blech on it to solve this problem normally. Now, the question is, how do you accomplish garav fakatim? How do you accomplish a blech in a warming drawer? Generally, there's a machlokas between Rav Aaron Cutler and Moshe, let's say in a stovetop. What do you cover? According to Rav Aaron Cutler, the whole point is we're afraid you're going to adjust the temperature. Where do you adjust the fire? By the handles, not by the fire. So you cover the handles, and that's good. Rabbi Eider quotes it from Rav Aaron Cutler. Rav Moshe said, no, we can't make our own takanos. Chazal made a takana that you cover the fire. That's the way you do garav fakatim. So we're going to go and cover the handles? There's no such takanos, Chazal. We can't make up our own takanos. We should cover the fire. That's how we do garav fakatim. So if you hold like Rav Moshe, and you hold that you're supposed to cover the fire. So in a warming drawer, what are you going to do? You're going to put foil down in the warming drawer, and let's say that's good enough for a blech, and that counts as garav fakatim. And when you want to adjust the flame, the knob is usually at the top of the oven, or the buttons are usually at the top of the oven, nowhere near the warming drawer. When you want to adjust the flame, you don't even see that it's garav fakatim. You can't see the piece of foil at all. It's locked away in the drawer. So what kind of hecker is that? How's the Gruf of Ketumah going to help you and remind you not to adjust the flame if when you adjust the flame you don't even see the fact that it's garav fakatim? So you can say, okay, just cover the knob. Yeah, but according to Rav Moshe, covering the knob doesn't do it. So it has to be covering the flame, but it has to be covering the flame in a way that creates a hecker. So that's an issue that has to be dealt with. It could be argued, and some do argue, that even if in theory you hold like Rav Moshe, that the thing that needs to be covered is the fire itself, maybe that's only when it's at least possible to adjust the fire on the fire itself, like on a stovetop. It's not normal to take gasoline and pour it on the stovetop, or firewood and pour it on the stovetop, but it's possible. It's normal to adjust the flame. But let's say you have something that's impossible to adjust the fire itself, like a warming drawer. You can't do anything. It's just a flat sheet of metal. You can't, you know, there's nothing you could do other than turn the knob. So maybe you could argue, at least logically, I don't think Rav Moshe would say this, but maybe you could argue that just covering the knob would constitute garav fakatim, even if you typically would hold like Rav Moshe. Third issue you find is the issue of hatmana. A lot of people mention hatmana, that it's insulating in a small area. This, to me, is a non-starter. The Shulchan Aruch and Rishon Zayin Siv Ches says pashut, that in order for something to be a problem of hatmana, it needs to be touching the heat, needs to be touching the pot on all sides. Unless you have a pot that fits perfectly snug into your warming drawer, I don't see a problem of hatmana at all. Fourth issue is the Gemara in Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph in Shabbos talks about a concept called tocho. It's pasuk in Shin Yuches Beis in Shulchan Aruch that when garav fakatim doesn't help when you're putting food l'toch hakira, not on a fire, but inside something, inside of an oven. So Rabbi Willig pointed out l'chora, it's a problem of tocho when you put it in a warming drawer. However, the Ran paskins that the entire concern of Chazara is Shemi Yechata, and he still holds that Tocho's Aser because it's near a Kimavashel. So Rabbi Willig and Am Mordechai on Shabbos, page Lamed Vav, points out that you see from the Ran that Tocho, why is Tocho Chamor? Because it's a concern, not because it's a concern of Shemi Yechata, but because it's a concern of that Mechzi Kimavashel. But a warming drawer is not mechzi kimavashel anyway, because no one ever cooks in a warming drawer. So if the whole problem of tocho is that it's more mechzi kimavashel, but there is no mechzi kimavashel in a warming drawer because it's a warmer, it's not a cooker. So then he doesn't think tocho is going to be a problem. So that's how one might address the issue of tocho. That's in Am Mordechai Shabbos, page Lamed Vav. The fifth issue is what Rabbi Heinemann points out, that when you open the drawer, when you open anything, when you open the door of your oven, so it's not a thermostat, it's set to, let's say, 200 degrees, cold air goes in, and right away the fire gets, not the fire, or whatever it is, the heat gets bigger, so it's a violation of mavir, that it's a psik reshe, that you're going to be mavir. So if you take everything out right away, and you don't want the heat to get bigger when you're opening the drawer, so then you could say it's psik reshe lo nichale, and you could come up with some other tziruf and be makel. But I'm opening the drawer to put food in! So isn't that going to be a psik reshe of mavir? So Rabbi Willig thought, no, it's a psik reshe lachazman. It's no different than opening the door of your refrigerator. It's no different than opening the door of your house when you have central air conditioning on it, or any air conditioner on a thermostat, where obviously it's going to cause it to go, but it's psik reshe lachazman. The Shulchan Aruch says psik reshe lachazman is not a problem. Good. So those are the five issues. Now, practical opinions. So I guess we'll go from most chamer to most lenient, so we can end on a high note. The most machmir opinion that I know of is Rabbi Heinemann. Rabbi Heinemann, according to the Star K website, says that if it's above 120 degrees, meaning it's above the atzoledes, you have a problem with mechzikim vashel, and there's no easy solution. You cannot put cold foods on anything that's more than 120 degrees in a warming drawer. And plus, you also have a problem of, he says, shemi yichati you could solve by covering the knobs. That he thinks you could solve by covering the knobs. Mechzikim vashel, we'll take questions after, I just want to get through it. Mechzikim vashel, he says you have no solution for. And this is where he's really machmir. He says you can't even open the drawer because it lets cool air in. So unless you have a Sabbath mode or something like that, that disables that feature where cool air is going to get in and it's going to make the fire get bigger, you're not even allowed to open the warming drawer on Shabbos if you plan on using it. That is Rabbi Heinemann Shita. Rav Schechter holds that it's not a problem of mechzikim vashel, it's a problem of shemi yichata. A blech will solve shemi yichata, but that's only in regards to shehiya. When regards to chazara, a blech is not going to solve shemi yichata. For instance, we don't put food directly on a hot blech on Shabbos. It's garuf akatum. No, garuf akatum doesn't work. Mishnah Berurah writes in Rishon Gimel Lamed Zayin, garuf akatum doesn't work for hachzara. It only works for shia. You could leave food cooking on a blech from before Shabbos, but you're not allowed to put food directly on a blech on Shabbos. So he says a blech isn't going to help you for the hachzara of a warming draw. He thought it is. It's a problem. The third shita is Rabbi Willig Shita. Rabbi Willig Shita is that mechzikim vashel is a non-issue because no one ever uses it to cook. So right off the bat, it's a non-starter because no one ever uses a warming jar to cook. It's not mechzikim vashel. Shemi yichata, that you might come to adjust the flame, so that is a concern. So if the knob is inside the warmer itself, sometimes it's like that. I should mention, Rav Schechter held that if it's just an on-off switch, so then you're not going to have shemi yichata either, then it's no problem, right? But if most of them have high, low, medium, or many levels, but he held if it's on, and obviously if it's less than yatzoledes, no one would hold it's a problem, except for Rabbi Heinemann with the opening the drawer, but you know, no one else would hold it's a problem if it's just, if it's below yatzoledes. So this is just no isser. So Rabbi Willig says, mechzikim vashel not an issue. Shemi yichata is an issue. If the knob is inside the warmer, so then you cover the drawer in foil and cover the knob, and that's your blech. And the blech takes care of shemi yichata. It takes care of the concern that you might adjust the flame. If the knob is on top of the oven like it normally is, so covering the knob won't suffice because, like he said, we don't pass like Ravar and Cutler, they could just cover the knob. Covering the heating element won't suffice because it's inside, you won't even see it when you want to adjust the fire. So he says, what you need to do, he has two eitzes. One of them I'll share with you tonight. His eitzah is allow the foil to stick out of the warmer. He writes this now, Mordechai, so that when you're adjusting the temperature, you see the foil sticking out of the warmer, so you at least see that there's a block there, you see that something unusual. When I spoke to him on the phone, he was much more machmir. He said, not just see the foil stick out, run the foil up along the oven, all the way up until the knob. I said to my wife, okay, I have a great plan. She said, no, you don't. We are not doing that. So, but in the Sefer, he says, as long as the foil is sticking out of the oven a little bit, that would be, out of the drawer, out of the warming drawer, that would be good enough. He has another eitzah in the most recent Beis Yitzchak. I didn't see it inside, having to do Tach Betit. I don't want to get into it because I can't claim to really understand it fully yet. But, okay, we'll maybe a different time. The fifth and most Mekel Shita is Rav Dov Weinberger told me that he thought that if you just cover the knob, that's good enough. Probably assuming, like, and I've seen this on a bunch of shul rabbis have told me that they have paskin this way. I didn't see any other real big names that they're paskin this way, but that covering, like I said before, in terms of mechzikim vashel, not mechzikim vashel at all. It's a warmer. It's not a cooker. In terms of shemi yichata, so even though generally we're machmir for Rav Moshe that we cover the fire, but that's when it's shaykh to adjust the fire by touching the fire. Over here, it's only shaykh by the knob. So if you cover the knob, that would be good enough. Those are the shitos, and just the final observation, just to be important, just to point out, very important, some of the newer ovens, and even warming drawers, when you open them up, there's a safety feature that it immediately turns off as soon as you open it up. That's a real issue. If you can't disable that feature, that's a real issue. I don't know anyone who has the shoulders to be makel on something like that. That could be real shaylos of a d'oraisa. That's a major, major issue. Okay, so that's the halachas of warming drawers.